The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. This is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. Love you. Hello, welcome back to Circle Time. Hope you're all doing great. We have a very exciting and very special guest in the circle today, and I'm so excited. Would you like to introduce yourself to the circlers?
Oh, yes. Hi, guys. My name is Zandra. What?
Yeah, it is. That's right. We have the legend.
Yeah, just Zandra. People call me Zandra Paul. I'm on TikTok. I'm a DJ. That's kind of...
She's an icon.
That's what I do. I'm with the icon herself, Kelsey.
Please. Please. No, this is so exciting. I, first of all, feel like I know you, like, very well just from your TikToks. Like, I love watching you. And so I'm just, like, so excited to have you on.
Well, no, I'm so excited to be here.
You're in LA for, like, what, 24 hours, you said?
Yeah.
Ish.
Quick little trip.
And you made time for the circle.
Of course. Well, I had to.
I'm honored.
I know. Well, I was just like, you know, we're here. We gotta bang out the big things. I told my followers, I was like, listen, we're going to LA. We're doing business. Mm-hmm. We're getting down. We're getting dirty. We have important things to do, and we're doing them.
This was one of them. It's a business trip. Wow, I'm honored to be included in that. Thank you so much. Now, let's like start, I guess, for the circlers who don't know somehow or have not seen your TikToks. You started posting online 2 years ago? A year ago?
A year ago. Like a year ago in October. That's when I really started.
With the Halloween costume.
Yes.
I remember that, actually.
Really? Like me and Key West last year?
I remember you being Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
And I was like, who's this little hottie that's just like out here having fun while I'm like home? And then you just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So you started posting only a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. Now you're out here in LA doing business.
Yeah.
And you were going to school at University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that?
It was just crazy. When I think about it, Miami was always my dream school. I just loved it so much. My older brother actually went there. I was actually kind of mad when he was like, oh, I'm going to Miami. I was like, wait, that's my school.
Okay.
I was like, you're supposed to go to like Columbia, Harvard. You're the smart one. I'm the fun one.
You're the fun one.
Yeah.
He stole your thunder.
No. And so when I did it, I was like, oh, I look like such a copycat. I was like, this was supposed to be my thing. And yeah, so I ended up going there, and literally the best 4 years of my life. I loved it so much. Perfect mixture between school, like it's a very hard school to get into, but at the same time, just like fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is just all the people there, they're very focused, but you know, we like to have a good time at University of Miami. So.
Right. And you, like, I'm assuming you weren't like planning on blowing up on TikTok.
Oh my God, no.
Right. So when you went to school, like what were you thinking that you would do? What was your major?
My major was marketing, and I had a minor in music business.
Okay.
And I really wanted to do all the marketing for like large scale music festivals. Like I've always had such a passion for music.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such an amazing program there. And I was like, I always wanted to become a DJ, but it was one of those things where I was like, wait, I need to be realistic with myself and have a backup plan. So I went, and before I blew up, I had an internship at a music festival company, and I was doing all their marketing and
So did you just go to the festivals and like, were you going to the festivals and marketing for them, or were you just marketing like how does that work?
No, sadly, I was not important enough to actually make it to the festivals, but no, I was doing all the back end stuff. I was actually helping them like recruit influencers and like doing all that stuff before. I literally never thought I'd be in this position ever.
That's so insane. And are you happy that you're in this position?
Oh, I'm so happy. I love it. It was one of those things like, you never know what's going to happen until it happens. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was like just the best surprise that I could have ever asked for.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things. I never thought that people would actually want to listen to me talk about my life.
Yeah.
And then people were very interested. I was like, oh, wait, this is kind of fun. And just it's just been an amazing, amazing journey.
Yeah.
I've been on.
I mean, it's a crazy journey because I feel like it kind of like happened overnight.
Literally.
And now here you are.
Mm-hmm.
So now but like you can still do the music stuff because you're DJing.
Yeah.
So were you DJing like in high school?
Yeah. So I started DJing when I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
So I went to Lollapalooza my junior, saw Alice in Wonderland performing.
Of high school?
Of high school, yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wait. She's really, really cool. And I like how she does that. And I've always wanted to do something with music, but can never sing, can never dance. Was never really that good at instruments or anything.
Okay.
I was like, wait, but I could DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally came home that night from that trip and I was like, Mom, I think I want to become a DJ. And imagine her, like, she's just like, oh my God, like, I was in high school. Like, my mom's like, oh, you want to become a DJ? Do you want to also become an astronaut? Like, what else could come up? And then thankfully, she was like, you know what? Fine. It was like, I was going through like my like rebellious high school phase. And she was like, anything to get you away from like boys, like, please, dear God, do it.
Okay.
So she bought me a board and then I taught myself and then ended up doing my senior year homecoming and prom. So I didn't bring a date to prom. I DJed in my prom dress for prom.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have, okay, this might be a stupid question because your DJ name is like your regular name, but like, did they call you something else in high school?
I didn't have a DJ name up until I think it was the summer before I came to college. That's when I knew part of the reason I chose University of Miami was because of their party scene and like the music. I knew there was tons of clubs, so many opportunities.
Right.
So I think it was the summer before that I was like, wait, I need to come up with a DJ name. Because everyone called me AP in high school.
Huh.
So then I came to college and I was like, what can I do? And I was like, we could just keep Alexandra. And then I went to like some other random names. And then somehow I landed on, like, everyone like calls their, like, lots of Alexanders are called Xander.
Right.
I was like, what if I just did Xandra? And so I changed my Instagram username to that before coming to college. I came to college, everyone's like, Xandra.
Oh my God, you rebranded.
Literally.
Right before college.
I fully changed, like, apparently who I am right before college. And yeah, so everyone knows me from like college on as Xandra.
And were people from home like, what are you doing, AP?
Yeah.
Like, did you feel like weird being like, because even like when I started posting on Instagram, like with a following, even still now, I'm like, there's people that follow me from like high school and college that just like know me as someone like not completely different, because like if you talk to me, you realize I'm like very much the same, but like did not expect me to become like a podcast or whatever it is. And so I feel like sometimes I post and I'm like, everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's just like, so did people from high school like give you a hard time when you made the change to Xandra?
Like, I don't know. I feel like people are like, oh, Xandra, like, oh, you're cool now.
Right.
Like all this stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh no, guys, like, it's just me. And I still go back home to like Cincinnati. Like all my friends from grade school call me April, high school AP, and then college on Xandra. So you could literally be like, oh, bitch, come over here. And I'm like, yeah. I pretty much answer to anything at this point. You could throw anything at my face.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I love free samples for anything, especially something that helps me so much. So I used to have the worst allergies, and every time the seasons would change, I just would kind of dread it because I knew my allergies were going to act up. There was just weeks at a time where I don't feel like myself and my nose is itchy and stuffed up and my eyes are running and all of that terrible stuff. And I like hear myself on circle time and I sound super congested and gross, and it really just is the worst. And then I found Astapro and use it every time my nasal allergies flare up. And I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I love free samples for anything, especially something that helps me so much. AstroPro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray, and it starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray, and they deliver full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astepro and go. Come on. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
It's actually amazing that like you wanted to take DJing seriously when you were so young, because I feel like a lot of times people don't consider it like something that you can actually like work on and work towards. And like the fact that you knew you wanted to go to Miami and there was like the club scene and like you could get your foot in the door over there. It's like pretty amazing, because I feel like I remember being in high school and like opening GarageBand and being like, I know that these two songs sound good together. And like I genuinely was like, I'm a DJ. And I simply was not at all, like nothing sounded good together, nor did I know how to work anything. But like the fact that you like actually pursued it and now look at you, it's pretty amazing.
I know, it's just weird. Like that's how I explain it to people. I'm like, I just randomly like had this hobby and I was like, you know what? Like I'm a very passionate person.
Yeah.
How I've always seen my life, like even like the little things, I'm like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it and I'm not going to stop until I get it.
Right.
And unfortunately for my parents, they, you know, growing up, that was a little tough for them. They were like, let it go. And I'm like, I just can't let it go. I was like, I'm not going to stop until I get there. So that's kind of, it's just crazy how it ended up all working out and like all the little puzzle pieces from my life, they kind of all came together to put me here.
Yeah, for sure. Because this stuff, like also, because there's the DJ side of things and there's also like the get ready with me, fun, makeup, beautiful side.
The girly sister
side.
Pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that, were you always into that kind of stuff? I feel like watching you and like the other people who do Get Ready With Me has made me like actually slightly know how to do my makeup. I'm like learning so much from you as like a 30-year-old. I'm like, no. The girls are doing this now.
Yeah.
So we're going to do makeup. Oh. But like, were you always into that?
I have always been super into like taking videos. I've really always been on Instagram and all that stuff, but I didn't really start doing like hardcore makeup. I wouldn't even say hardcore makeup. I'm like not necessarily a makeup girly.
Right. You're not like doing crazy.
Like you're crazy not, like, stuff. Like you might get an eyeshadow like wing out of me. That's right. Like and me smudging it all. And I feel like that's kind of where I related to my audience. I was like, you know, we're going to do makeup. This is going to end up looking good. But do I have any idea what I'm doing? Absolutely fucking not.
I was like,
and so I just kind of like throw stuff on my face. And then I just showed people how I did it.
Right.
I was like just such like a normal person, not knowing anything to do with makeup, just knowing how I wanted to end up looking like.
Right. But I feel like that's what makes it so, first of all, helpful, but also just like relatable and stuff, is that like you don't need to be like a professional. Because I grew up when it was like, makeup like YouTube videos were like really popular, and it was like these people who were doing these like really intense,
it's so intimidating
looks, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that at all. Like I don't even know what you're talking about. But then like seeing like you were so easy to like relate to, because like you weren't like a professional, but you still looked good after.
But, like, hopefully,
yes, always. But like it was like, it felt like approachable, like you made it feel like approachable. And I feel like that's why so many people relate to you. And you're also just like, you know, fun and funny.
Stop gassing me up like this.
It's true. It's true. It's so funny because I'm like, you know, 30 and so are all of my friends. And I'm like texting everyone like, oh my God, you're never going to guess who's coming on the pod. And like all of my like 30-year-old friends are like, that's so fun. Like how exciting. And I'm like, I know. What should I
What are we gonna talk about? But like for me, even like you, like I just don't see us like 30. Like I feel like we're like the same vibe, same age.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. I think I just look really young.
Yeah, you do look very young.
Like I look like 16.
I would go 16. I feel like we could easily be the same age.
How old are you? 22?
I just turned 23, yeah.
Wow. Wait, your birthday was recently.
Yeah, what?
Like a couple,
like weeks, a week ago?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I feel like I've gone through like 6 decades since then.
You were DJing on your birthday.
Yeah.
How was it? How is like, because you've been kind of like touring a bit.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been? It's nuts.
It's crazy. People don't, it is just, like imagine this, like you're going like a different city every single night. Mm-hmm. You're staying in these hotels. You're like most of the time I try not to get hammered.
Yeah.
But it is just so fun. And just seeing like the audience's like energy and like playing for all these people that have, you know, but my fans that follow me that know who I am, I'm like, how could I not get ridiculously hype right now? Yeah. I'm like, this is so cool. So yeah, it's a different city every single night. And you're going, I mean, I just came from Michigan. I did 2 shows in Michigan. So I went like, boom, boom. Okay. And then straight here.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You've been going for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
and then you have a show after this.
Yeah, I have a show in like 2 days.
Would you ever do like full on tour?
It is like, I've definitely could see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why we're doing this like baby tour right now. They're like, okay, like, it's so funny. Like my manager's like sending me off. They're like, okay, we're going to give you like 4 dates in a row. Like, see how you handle this. Cause yeah. It's a lot.
Right.
Like, it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of time. You're away from like family, friends.
Right.
And you're like alone in your little hotel room. And then you got to go and like get so hyped.
Right. It's pretty like isolating. I feel like it's like more isolating than people realize, because like you're kind of like alone. And then you go, you like skyrocket. And you're like on this high, and like all your adrenaline is pumping. And then you like go back to the hotel room and you're like, what the fuck just happened? And like you do that over and over again. So I feel like it can be like a lot more draining and like intense than people realize.
Yeah. Like every single time, even just coming off of those 2 shows I just did in Michigan, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go and touch some grass. I was like, it's so amazing, but it's a weird feeling. I've never experienced that feeling ever so in my life where, you know, you're going, you have all these people, and it's like the most, like you were saying, it's an adrenaline rush. It is such a high.
Yeah.
And then you go back to your hotel room alone.
Right. And you're like, okay.
And I like call my boyfriend. I'm like, hello. I'm like, want to hang out? And he's like, dude, like what?
I mean, it's pretty wild, but I can see, like, I feel like I can see you doing even more.
Oh yeah.
Shows.
There's going to be a lot more. And the whole entire thing about it is that like the high that I feel with like all my fans and like all the audience, like the high that I feel will never, ever even equate like to the time of being alone. Like I will do that over and over and over again just to like feel that way.
Yeah.
It's just such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
So these days, first of all, I feel like every single day my body is changing, but also like my vibes are kind of changing. You know, I feel like I'm like my personal style is kind of expanding and I want to try out some different things, you know? And something that I've been using that is very helpful with this is Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. And it's just the best. So many of my friends also use Nuuly and we all just really love it. Renting from Nuuly lets me shift my gears in my wardrobe without like a complete and expensive just overhaul, getting rid of everything, getting new stuff. It's really just makes you like try new stuff. And for just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. So you can choose whatever you want. If you have like a specific something that you're renting for, you can try that out. Like I'm going to a bachelorette party at the end of May and I'm definitely going to get some stuff on Nuuly. You have access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. Nuuly carries labels like Free People, Farm Rio, For Love and Lemons, Anthropology, Lisa Says Ga, all of those brands that I love. And there's also inclusive sizing. So there's up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. It really is just the best. I feel like I said, like I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with my style right now. And using Nuuly has helped so much with that. It has fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. And you can also buy, if you love something, you can buy it. And sometimes it's even up to 75% off. So I cannot recommend Nuuly more. Really, it's so fun. It's fun to be able to try so many different things. Like there's no late fees, so it's flexible, which I really need because I obviously have a lot to think about and having to make sure I'm returning something on time is not really going to work for me. And it's sustainable, which is great because the orders are shipped and recycled recyclable and reusable totes, and there's no plastic packaging, and it's really, I just love it so much. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code CIRCLETIME20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code CIRCLETIME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly, NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code CIRCLETIME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Is DJing and music stuff still like your number one? Or like, have you felt like a shift in the stuff that you're like passionate about ever since you kind of like blew up doing multiple things on TikTok?
I definitely feel that music is going to stay kind of like the forefront.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cool stuff coming.
Okay.
Which is going to be very fun. A lot more touring. And kind of how I want to put it as almost, I want to show the behind the scenes of like what it is to like be a DJ, to be an artist, to be a female in this industry.
Right.
Because it's really interesting. I mean, like I started doing this when I was, what, 17 years old?
Yeah.
So just like the way that I've had to like build and like fend for myself. Like
yeah.
I broke in, you know, in college through like the frats. Like that's how I got noticed.
That's how, and so that's where you were like, you were just DJing like parties?
Like the parties, the tailgates.
Okay.
So like even the first tailgate I'd ever DJed, I remember. So my brother was in a frat.
Okay.
And he contacted the social chair and was like, listen, and they kind of do like mergers at University of Miami for the frats.
Yeah.
And I remember I go there and I bring my little backpack, I bring my little computer, and like this is my first college tailgate and I'm going and I'm like, I want to get hyped, but I really want to like show these guys up. I've always had that like spunk in me where I was like, I just girl power.
Right.
Basically, that's the whole entire vibe of it. I go there and I go to the stand and I'm like, hey, like I'm here to DJ, talk to the social chair, this stuff. And the frat dude was like, oh, hell no. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He goes, no, no, no. You have no idea what you're doing. And I was like, listen here. I literally go, I will give you $100. Give me 5 minutes. I will give you $100 and you're going to see that I know what I'm doing. And then if the people like it, then I get to stay on.
Okay.
If not, I'll give you $100. And he was like, you know what? You know what? Fine. Like, imagine like there's nothing worse than a frat DJ with an ego.
I mean, that's like the ultimate awful.
Like, oh my God, like it's literally like the worst type of guy in the entire world. And so I remember I played and I went up for 5 minutes and like I just heard the guy like sat back and he was like, you can stay on and can you teach me how you did that? And
stop.
I was like, yeah, like that was the most validating feeling I've ever felt.
Yeah.
In my life.
So, and has like have situations like that happened like on and on?
Oh my, like the things that have happened have been insane. I've tried to get into, I played my first actual club at 18. I remember
what
going
club
to,
was it?
It's no longer out, but it's called Wall.
I don't know why I asked. Like I, like I've never
like
been to a club in Miami.
You've never been? Oh my, wait, can you come?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. My friend's having her bachelorette party there.
Call me.
Okay.
Period.
I cannot wait, and I'm gonna be blacked out because I'm gonna like no longer be pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
And so, and like same with all of my friends, and so we're like really gonna use this as our time to shine. So
well, you
hopefully
know
you'll still want to hang out with me after.
Of course I'm gonna want to hang out with you.
Okay,
I'm like,
can't
already
wait.
I'm like, share these dates with me. We need a collab. But no, yeah, so I played this club, and the amount of times where I go and it's like the security guards and like I, you know what, to them I totally understand. Like, girls in Miami will see the craziest things to get into clubs.
Yeah.
They could be like, my dad owns the club, like all this stuff. And of course, you see me with all my little friends. We're like coming up, but I have my headphones on my purse. And I'm like, hey guys, like, I'm here to DJ. And the security guard's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. And they're like, yeah, I bet. They're like, yeah, and I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, oh God. But that happens all the time. People literally don't believe me. But in retrospect, I mean, like, if you look at me, would you be like, oh, like, she rips it on the sticks?
I mean, probably. Anyone can rip it on this. Like, I feel like there's not, like a way someone looks that I feel like they would, like, there's not, like, a quintessential DJ type.
That is so true.
Anyone, no, I'm not saying anyone can DJ. I'm just saying, like, if you told me you were a DJ, I would believe you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's no look.
See, you're
at least not anymore.
Yeah, you're better than like most people, because most people look at me and they're like, mm.
Well, that's also like guys, I feel like.
Men.
men just don't understand that girls can be hot DJs and funny and sweet and cute.
It's just like the full package out
It's hard to be the full package.
I know. It's just hard to be this
and
cool.
And then be a DJ on top of that. They don't want to believe it because that means that you would be like the girl of their dreams.
I know. And I feel like maybe that's what makes them insecure. And maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's the reason why men treat me like shit sometimes.
I mean, most of the time that like a guy is saying like shooting you down is because their insecurities.
100%.
Not because like of you. It's never anything to do with the girl.
No, the girls are always perfect.
Always.
I'm like a firm believer in that. And that's something I've seen. Like even like the way that especially guys like from Miami, at Miami, like they think flirting is like shitting on girls. And I'm like, bro, like what are you in the second grade? Like right. When you used to like bully your crush.
Right.
They still think that's like a thing.
Yeah.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. I encourage any of my circlers who have a desire to start a brand or sell a product or post content or whatever dream it is that you're holding on to, I really just want you to go for it. I know I've said this before, but my life has completely changed for the better ever since I put myself out there online. I couldn't have even dreamed up my life turning out the way it has. And I just want you all to feel confident and to put yourselves out there because it really is always worth it. And I know the scariest part a lot of times is starting. And if you're ready to step out of your comfort zone but still feel a little stuck and you're like a little nervous to start, I totally get it. And something that was so helpful when I was starting out is Squarespace because they are very beginner friendly and very easy to use. I am not skilled, you know, with technical things a lot of the time, but they actually made it so easy and gave me the confidence to actually get started. So whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. They make it easy for you if you're just starting out with features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can customize and update. My personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all my content in one place. So it's just all right there. And the custom merch allows me to easily sell my merch to my beautiful audience. They just make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor you are starting. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Honestly, like when I'm in Miami, I really don't go out that often right now. Just with all the traveling and stuff, I'm like, when I'm out of town, I'm raging.
Right.
So I'm like, I come home and I want to be like a little hermit, even though that never happens. I literally.
Well, it's hard. Every night. It's hard because you're like, there's so many fun things to do in Miami.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, there's literally, it could be any day of the week and there's something going on. Something's popping. Something is like earth shattering that like, your friend is like, oh my God, we need to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're so right. We need to go right now.
Right. One more thing about your college life. How was your sorority? Did you enjoy it? Because I feel like we get like a lot of questions. I was in a sorority.
And you were? Which sorority?
I was a Kappa. Ooh, Kappa, Kappa Gamma.
Kappa, Kappa Gamma.
I haven't done one of those in a while. But I'm like friends with like one person from my sorority. Like if for me, it wasn't like a make or break of my college experience. And I feel like because you have a little that you're really close with. Mm-hmm. And she, Mia. She's like the cutest person. And like, I never like, that was like not a thing. But I feel like I get a lot of questions of people being like, should I join a sorority? Like, should I, how do you immerse yourself in college life without, like, with meeting people, but you're, whatever it is. Like, we get questions like that. So like, did you like being in your sorority?
I really, really did.
Yeah.
And like, it was more for a long, like along the lines of just, I really like meeting people.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like a people person and I just really wanted to branch out. I remember it was my freshman year and just going in a sorority, you just get to meet so many people that you just would have never, I would have never met or I wouldn't have even like thought about in the smallest way. And the biggest thing for me was honestly, I was really, really inactive in the sorority. Really wouldn't go to a ton of events.
Right.
Like I was more like, I'd hang out with like more with like the frats on my friends. Like when it came to the sorority stuff, I wasn't like a sorority girl.
Right.
But it came down to recruitment and I was like, it's on. Yeah. Like I was like.
Recruitment's fun.
Recruitment is so, I did it all 4 years.
Yeah.
All 3 years.
You're right.
Yeah. And that was an amazing experience because I was able, and that's why I'm so close with people of like all ages.
Right.
Like I still have friends that are literally that I met like last year that are sophomores in college.
Right.
Just because I met them through recruitment. And it's so amazing that you get to like meet all these people like of different ages. That's the coolest part of it.
Yeah.
So you get to just meet all these people that are going through like different stages of their life and you're able to give them guidance and like help them with their decision. And I honestly like, if you can do it, I'd say like just try it out. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Drop.
Right.
You know?
That's yeah. I agree. I also just feel like doing anything to like meet people in school, it's like so easy to like go to a class and like go back to your dorm or just go back and like just go in and out. But like if you really just like find a club or like something to immerse yourself in, it makes the whole experience better.
Because you never know who you're going to meet. And like I'm saying, like at the end of the day, like I don't think a sorority, at least at University of Miami, I can only speak to my experience, but right. I don't think being in a sorority is a make it or break it. You always have to look at it like glass half full. Like there was definitely parts like when I was going through recruitment, there was like two top sororities and I was dropped by like one of the top ones, like first day.
Yeah.
Like right out the gutter. They were like, no. And my brother was a year older. So he knew all those girls and he was friends with all of them. And I remember I was just like,
You think like your whole world is like crashing down.
You think like you're going to die when a sorority drops you. And at the end of the day, what I tell people, and because I've done this for 3 years, I just told people, I'm like, listen, like whatever happens, happens. And it happens for a reason. Like if I didn't get dropped from that sorority, maybe I would have thought about the other sorority. Maybe I wouldn't have met Mia, who is literally my like lifeline. Like she is everything to me.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have met like all these younger friends. Like you just got to go with the flow and like whatever works, works. And like, you just can't take it too seriously. It feels like you're life shattering, but it's really not that big of a deal.
Right. And it's also like, I feel like a lot of times it's like college. And cause like, so many of the questions that we get are just like, what do I do after college? Or like, how do I move on from like my life in college? And it's like, it's so minuscule compared to the grand scheme of life.
Exactly.
And like, enjoy it, immerse yourself, but like it is not like the end of your life.
No, like and that's a whole entire thing. And like just especially just like graduating and like going through all of this stuff with social media, like it like just all happens so fast. It's so hard to understand almost what's going on until you get a little like things like slow down for a second and then you really like, take yourself out of it and you're like, oh my gosh, like what is even going on right now?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is like, you just have to look at every single experience in your life as a lesson.
Yeah.
And I'm just like so grateful for everything that's happened.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever happens, happens. And it's like glass half full.
Right.
It's not half empty. Like you have your whole life.
Yeah.
To live.
Totally.
To meet people, to go through things. And you just gotta move through it. And it's amazing. I don't know. I feel great right now.
I'm happy. I mean, you're killing it. Okay, next, like after college life, you've been in this influencer world for a minute. You've met a lot of people.
A ton.
You've been to events, you've done a lot of things. What would you say like surprised you positively about all of these experiences? And like, what did you think was gonna be a lot cooler? Like that you saw from like TikTok before you thought would be cooler, but like actually kind of sucked. Because I feel like a lot of like parties and stuff like seem like they would be like the most fun night of your life. And then you go and like nobody's talking to each other. Everybody's like on their phone. Like it's like never actually fun.
Exactly.
So like what? Yeah, those are my two questions for you.
Okay. I'd say definitely something that surprised me was, I'm trying to think about this in a good way, but just some of the people that I have met are genuinely some of the most, I feel like there's always like getting into this industry, I was like kind of nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, because like you just hear about like influencers.
You hear a lot of bad stuff.
You hear, it's like kind of awful. I'm like, I really hope people don't like view me as like quote unquote influencer because I'm like, I promise I'm not that bad. Like,
but also like there's so much, that could be a good thing. Like I think a lot of times, like I'm the same way. Like if someone like calls me an influencer, I'm like, what the fuck?
But then you're like, I'm like, no, I'm a podcaster.
Okay. Yeah, but then it's like, yeah, no, you're not wrong. But like, because there's such a negative connotation because that's all you really hear about, but you don't hear about like the positive moments and the cool people that you meet. Continue.
Like one of them, okay, so one of my now good friends, Olivia Ponton.
Yeah.
Literally one of the most amazing, kind people I have ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
And she's been in this game since she was like 16 years old. Like,
yeah,
that is absolutely crazy to me. And the fact that she's come out of it, and she, like, if I'm having a bad day, like, I call her and she just, she's like a sunshine that just like radiates. And
yeah,
you, I feel like it's hard to like meet those type of people. And everyone honestly has been so supportive to me and has been so nice to me. And I was not genuinely expecting that just because of what people say, but I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's a lot more common to meet people who like also just want to meet
other people,
other like normal people, and like you just want to like be friend, like actually friends. And it, like, you don't realize that that is going to happen, but it's so much more common than people think.
Yeah. Because like how I see it is like, it like this world can kind of feel a little bit lonely sometimes, just
yeah,
because I thought I was going to join a job. I get to go into work every day, meet coworkers and all this stuff. And the way that I see it, I'm like, we're coworkers. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, yeah. I'm like, you, like if I came to you about a problem, like you'd understand,
yeah,
where I'm coming from, when normally you can't just go to like anyone else or like anyone else in my life that is necessary. Like, I try to call my mom about some stuff and she's like, girl, what are you talking, yeah, about? Like, I just can't. She's like, I have no idea what's going on.
Right. It but also, it, and it also just sounds so absurd sometimes, like to try to explain it.
Sometimes I like catch myself in like phone calls with like my team,
mm-hmm,
and we're like talking about something and it is like, it literally feels like life or death. And then I just like listen to myself and I'm like, wait, like we are talking about if I brought like a full size product or a mini product, right, and it is like, yeah, the world is crashing down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
just like, it's stuff like, it's just stuff like that where it's just like, wow.
Right. What did you think was going to be cooler that we were a little bit disappointed in?
Coachella.
Oh my God. I was just going to say, is it Coachella?
Wow. I am a sucker for music festivals. I love music,
yeah,
more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
Music festivals my whole entire life. Coachella was the worst experience. And I don't want to, I went with a brand. I love the brand. They did everything amazing.
It's not, it's never the brand.
It's not the brand.
It's Coachella.
It is Coachella. And it is, yeah, like, I feel like I was there and like I said, like, I just love music. I go to music festivals for the music.
Well, you wanted
and the
that to
vibes
be like your full job. And oh, it was, yeah, your job. Like, you, yeah, were interning. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I was like, I get to go to Coachella. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. No one even cared about the music.
Yeah. It is a bummer once you realize that. The first time I went to Coachella was like 2014. I was in college and it was like just fun. And
yeah,
it was great. I camped. It was like a really great time. When I started going, like after I kind of gained a following, I was just like, this isn't fun. Like, I don't want to, like, this just isn't fun. No one cares about it. Luckily, we still go with like college friends and stuff. So like, and they're not in the world. And so they're like, just want to enjoy it. I do recommend trying Weekend 2.
That's what everyone has been telling me. They're like, yeah, go Weekend 2.
Yeah.
And
that's when we started going. Like, I just fully stopped. I was like, no more.
Yeah.
We're only going Weekend 2. And that's, and it's been so much better.
I know. And that's why I want to try, because I was even talking about, I feel like the whole entire time I was there, everyone was just taking like photos and videos and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And not like, and then I was doing that too. You
right
know what I mean? Like, we're there for a reason. But then on top of that, I just feel like everyone was like, oh, you aren't going to this after party. You aren't going to this. And I was like, wait. I was like,
no, there's a lot of that.
What about the actual music?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go in rage to Fisher and Chris Lake on
right
that stage. Why
right
does nobody want to come with me? Everyone's too worried.
Right.
But yeah, I think I'm going to try Weekend 2.
You should.
And I feel like it's just like also just going with a bigger group of people that genuinely care about the music.
Yeah, if you're going, yeah, that's like what I would recommend. That's how I still have a good time when I go, because I know it can be like just simply not fun.
Yeah.
But
it was
like,
really, I went with Mia.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other and we're like, this is so upsetting.
It's just kind of a bummer.
It's just a bummer. And
yeah,
like, it's not, you know, everyone, like, obviously, like, so enormously grateful to be there.
Of
and like,
course
it was amazing. And
yeah,
the brands couldn't have done anything. It's just like the aura.
Yeah.
Like, you go to a music festival and you think you're going to be living your best life.
Yeah.
And it is just like,
yeah. You should go Weekend 2.
I know. Can I, like, come with you?
Yeah, if I go next year, you can totally come. I'm going to have like a 3-month-old.
Like, I know. I was like, can we like bring your child?
My child will be home. But if you think that me and my friends who have just had babies haven't already discussed like a full babysitting plan involving all of our parents so that we can go, you're wrong, but yeah, I'll probably be there.
Okay, dope.
Yeah,
we'll link up.
So yeah, weekend two, but it's the only time I go now.
Okay, I'm taking your advice. I trust you.
It's just you can enjoy it for what it is, and it can be fun if you go not wanting to go to a music festival and just wanting to go to parties and like. Yeah. Do stuff like that, like then it's fun. Like it's okay. One or the other. You just can't go and like think you're going to a music festival, but then also be like committing to all of these parties and stuff, because then it like just isn't fun. If you're going for the parties, that's fun, and if you're going for the music, that's fun. Just don't try to mix the two of them.
Just don't. Yeah, it was too much going on, and also the traffic and everything. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot for my little Ohio soul.
I get that. I mean,
so overwhelmed.
Yeah, there's just so many people, and also like I did do camping a couple times. And I wouldn't recommend it. So don't try that route.
You're like, I can confidently say that was not the move.
I think about that and I'm like, you didn't have to do that. You did not have to camp, sweetie. But it was a learning experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. You got to learn from it.
I guess. But sometimes I think about it and I'm like, what the fuck were you doing? Why were you camping? And some people are so good at it. It's a me thing. Like, yeah. It's a me issue that I couldn't do it. Like, I have friends who love it, and I'm like,
you're like, go off,
you go queen. Do that.
Yeah, it's all about preference.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Mm-hmm. I love that. I have one more thing I like to do with my guests.
Oh my gosh, hit me with it.
Except I lost all of my pipe cleaners. These are usually wrapped in like a pipe cleaner, and somehow they've all disappeared. But we do a little journal time.
Okay.
And these are like questions for like kids.
Like children?
Yeah. Like they're like
babies.
Like preschoolers or kindergartners. But love. Like we answer them here. So you can choose one and give us your answer.
Oh my God. This is like so nerve-wracking.
They're not scary. They're like, think it, like if like a 5-year-old could answer it. Like it's like not
okay.
scary.
Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, this is not scary at all.
See?
I thought you were going to hit me with like some crazy stuff.
No, okay. No. It's really, it's to help the inner child.
Okay, help the inner child.
That's what I just decided.
Okay, what is your favorite holiday and why?
Easy peasy. Can you imagine if it was not easy? Can you imagine if you opened it and it was like the one
imagine
thing?
I'm like sweating. Yeah. I'm like, oh God.
No, it's what's your favorite holiday and why?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like growing up, it was Halloween.
Okay.
Just because it was a double whammy. Like my birthday is the 30th. So imagine yeah. me like growing up, like I would get dressed. Everyone would dress up for my birthday.
Totally.
Every single person. I got cake and presents. And then the next day, mm-hmm. I get to trick or treat. Get more candy. And all my friends come over and we all trick or treated together.
Right. And it's like a really fun day at school.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Like everybody's in costume and like you probably like watch a movie or something.
Yeah. And I'd always wear a birthday crown. I was like,
perfect.
It's Halloween, but it's my birthday.
Right. And is it still your favorite holiday?
I'd say... Yeah.
Is there anything else that's coming to mind?
Like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like I love classic. Christmas. I hate New Year's.
Okay.
I have a vendetta against New Year's and Valentine's Day.
Okay. Oh, love.
Well, I hate leaving my house on those days. Like okay. This year, New Year's, I'm like, I want to be like in a cabin in like Canada where yeah. no one can find me.
Yeah. And that's, I've actually done exactly that. And it's really nice.
What? That's what I want to do. Like yeah. I want to be like in a hot tub with a beanie on and being like, 3, 2,
right,
1.
Right. Know? Yeah. My friend Emma and I always say there's like people who love 4th of July and there's people who love New Year's, but they're never the same oh, yeah. people. I like 4th of July better.
I like 4th of July way better because there's hot dogs.
But there's because they're the two holidays where it's like we actually like don't really need to be doing anything right yeah. now. And now everybody's made a big deal out of it and then nothing's fun because you're all making too big of a deal out of it.
Exactly. And it's like it's really like how I see it, it's just like days to be, I sound so wholesome right now, but like it's just a day to be like grateful and like spend it with like family and friends.
I think New Year's is the way to go. I actually think I like New Year's better if you don't do anything. If you stay home yeah. and like enjoy, like last New Year's, Cody and I just like went to a really nice dinner and like went home and watched a movie and fell asleep at like 8:30, woke up at like 11:50. Said Happy New Year to each other and then went back to bed.
That is literally my dream.
It was perfect. And like, so if I spend a New Year's like that, I'm happy. If I'm yeah. trying to like get into a party, miserable.
And then you're like at the door and it's like how I see it, it's just like amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
It's amateur hour. Totally. Like that and like Valentine's Day, I'm like amateur hour.
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's always too much going on.
There's too much going on. It's like all those menus at all the restaurants, they like bring it down to like, it's like, oh, what is that called? Like a
tasting menu.
Like a pre-constructed menu where you can only get those things.
Right.
And I always like end up like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I prefer on any holidays to be like in, you know, just chilling in my bed with the people that I love.
That's about it. That's beautiful. Well, that's a perfect answer. And this was amazing. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Would you like to tell the Circlers where they can find you if they don't already know?
Of course. I'm like, where can you find me? Where am I? I am in Miami. This is my address. No, why am I so weird?
That's okay. I love that joke.
It was like
it's such true. Like, where can they find you is like kind of insane. And I need to work on a different way to say that. So practicing.
Xandra Pohl with an X for TikTok and for Instagram, Xandra Pohl. And I'm pretty sure that's all I got.
That's perfect.
TikTok and Instagram, and soon to be music.
Look out.
So look at me for Spotify, Apple Music pretty soon, guys.
Can't wait. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, keep crushing it.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for watching. Love you all. See you next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.